Welcome to Ghostwriters Anonymous, an inspirational and interactive podcast where we create worlds through words and writing. I'm Kelsey, and today I'd like to know, if you were a stretch, what stretch would you be? I would be the toe touch. So today I am following up to the cold-blooded kissing episode with Pie and Prejudice. And yes, that is absolutely me saluting Pride and Prejudice. However, the similarities end there. Valak didn't want to be early, so he dawdled in the forest. The afternoon sun pierced above and between the trees at intervals, wounding the landscape with slashes and flashes of gold. He stumbled headlong over an errant root, catching himself on the tree's vast trunk. The bark pulsed beneath his palm, then it heaved like a chest drawing breath into its lungs. Valak hauled his hand away. "Oh, pardon me," he muttered, brushing back his hair. Valak looked behind him, and the errant root slithered down into the soil. "That was cheeky of you," he scolded, stepping back to fully address the tree. A black ash, he guessed, but the branches were bare. Were it not thrumming with magic, perhaps that would strike him as unusual. A turkey vulture was perched high up in the tree, glaring at him. Valak held the vulture's scrutiny, fingertips padding across his lips in assessment. A faint breeze whispered across his cheek, carrying with it a haunting smell. Valak recognized it from Vector Scott's ship, black powder and licorice. His hair prickled in response, and he scanned the forest. And then there's a break where we cut to inside of Olga's cottage. An exquisite apple pie steamed from the center of the table. Accompanying it were three generous vessels of hot tea swirling with cinnamon sticks, star anise, and cloves. An earthy orange runner with gold stars adorned the table, tapering into vermilion tassels. A small cauldron simmered over bright coals, perfuming the cottage with a cozy spice. Dahlia's hair was twirled around the crown of her head, spilling down her back with fluidity. Her face was flushed and lively, eyes sparkling. Her smile lit up the room, and Valak felt his heart stagger. Olga wore a cheerful, if not pained, expression. Her hair was drawn into a simple, smoky braid. Her deep blue gown was flushed to her throat. It accentuated her pale face, and Valak could recognize the subtle beauty she once carried. A garland of garlic was draped over her shoulders. It was easy to divine the woman was an herbalist. Dried bouquets of flora hung all around them. Jars lined her shelves, showcasing a host of medicinals and spices. Perhaps accessorized garlic wasn't too far off the mark for ladies employed with the healing arts. Despite his tense trip through the forest, Valak felt comfortably at home here, until the interrogation commenced. "How old would you say you are?" Olga asked, serving him a generous slice of pie. Valak thanked her and waited until the ladies had sampled their dessert before spearing a cinnamon-coated apple. "I've never really thought about it," he answered. Olga sipped her tea. "And do you spend much time in the forest?" she ventured. "Only when I'm felling cedar for market." Valak paused to take a bite, pie crust pleasantly crumbling in his mouth. "Or to see Dahlia," he added, smiling at her. She held his gaze and smiled back, chewing thoughtfully. Olga cleared her throat. "Do you have any family to speak of?" Valak turned his attention to Olga. "I do not." Olga nodded slowly. She took tentative bites of her pie, angling in for her next question. "Do you fashion many coffins with the wood you harvest from the forest?" Valak shifted uncomfortably in his seat, blowing on his tea. "A few, yes." He studied Olga. "I hope you're not needing one." His voice was lined with concern. Dahlia laughed behind her hand. Valak melted at the sound. It was like the tinkling of a bell choir, high and joyous. Olga stiffened. "No, I'm not needing one." Her eyes swept over him. "I was wondering if maybe you didn't sleep in one." Valak chuckled woodenly at her absurd humor, washing it down with a gulp of the spiced tea. A bit of clove spilled into his mouth. He worried it between his teeth, releasing its powerful flavor. Valak didn't deign to comment until he noticed Olga gawking at him expectantly. He frowned, eyebrows dipping. "A coffin is where the dead sleep," he said. After a few beats of cutlery clanking, Olga pursued the thread. "And have you ever been dead?" At this, Valak abandoned his pie. Had he? He'd been the one to visit death, not the other way around. After a long moment, he answered. "No, I purchased my heart fairly." Dahlia's eyes widened to gauge his seriousness. There was no trace of humor on his face. At the head of the table, Olga thumped a hand on her chest and gasped, "A vampire," she all but whispered. Valak leaned over the table, poised for a swig of tea. "A what?" He noticed a gust of tension blow through the cottage. Dahlia's mouth hung in perplexity. Fear froze Olga's face. "Grandmother thinks you're a vampire," Dahlia recovered. Then she added, more hesitantly, "Are you?" Everything clicked into place like a tinker's timepiece. The garlic, Olga's line of questioning, her obscure behavior. Dahlia's question hung over the table like thick, humid air, sticky and hard to draw breath in. By way of example, Valak hooked his finger in his mouth, stretching his lips to the side. He drew up his other hand and pointed at his teeth. "I'm not a vampire," he revealed, wiping his hands down the front of his pants. Dahlia panned her head to Olga, who continued to radiate tension. "I saw you," Olga admitted, voice low. "I saw you 20 years ago, entombed in a tree." Her words crescendoed with conviction. "You were holding a human heart. How do you explain that?" "I told you," Valak went on. "I purchased my life, this life, at the price of a heart." "What does that mean?" Dahlia cried, voice fringed with fear. Valak saw his afternoon with Dahlia rapidly declining. "It means," he said evenly, "that I was an immortal. I bought a heart so I could live." "A vampire," Olga accused, chair screeching underneath her as she vaulted to her feet. "Grandmother, wait," Dahlia pleaded. "Let him finish." She turned to Valak with hopefulness in her eyes. She wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt. "How do you buy a heart?" she asked. Valak could see her body tremble with her voice. What was she so afraid of? "I bought it from Death and his wife," he explained. "They sell hearts. It's their business." "But how do they get the hearts?" Dahlia pressed, like a child urging a storyteller through their own story. "Do they kill for them?" The latter question was spoken softly with trepidation. "No." Valak paused, holding Dahlia's gaze. "No," he said again. "They harvest them from those already dead." Dahlia motioned for Olga to sit back down. The two exchanged furtive glances, a silent conversation. Olga eased into her seat and glared at Valak. Dahlia uttered, not knowing where to begin. Her mouth clumsily opened and closed a few times. "Don't you know about the forest?" Valak swung his arms out wide, indicating their surroundings. "It's full of black magic," Olga answered, coldly. Valak frowned at her phrasing. "The trees are impregnated with life. I pass by one on my way here, as a matter of fact." So from there, the scene ends, though there might be a little more dialogue, and then I plan to cut to Abu Gham reincarnated as Baron Black. And I'm not sure if that name's going to stick or not. I actually haven't met Baron Black yet. I do have concepts for him, but the scene where Valak is in the forest right before he ends up at Olga's cottage, that is the rebirth of Abu Gham. He is germinating in that tree. Valak felt something. He just doesn't know who it is, but he's haunted by this black powder and licorice smell. He's like, "Wait a second, I've smelled that before on Vector Scott's ship." We have Olga, who is thinking that the Dark Forest is giving birth to these demons or evil, and Valak is seeing it as a positive thing. He's seeing the beauty of it, the life force of it, the brightness in it. Olga's only seeing the darkness. You can't really fault Olga for that because she's only ever had these frightening experiences in the forest. Her entire perception of the forest is fear-based, whereas Valak, he's met death, he knows the process of it. And so Valak is a little confused on why Olga thinks so terribly of this forest. And so this is the first time that Valak is having a meal with what he wants to be his future wife, and things just are not going well, and he's just wondering, where did this all go wrong? Dahlia was sparkling and radiant when I first came in, and now she is horrified and scared and trembling, and Olga is having this adverse reaction, wearing her prejudice at the forefront, and so she's really closing herself off to Valak, and he is coming into her home open and receptive and not understanding why he's not being well received. This scene is a testing of perspectives, but it's not all solved over this pie meeting. This is honestly one of my favorite scenes, not because of how it's written. It needs a lot of work, actually, in that department. I just love the interaction of these characters all sitting at a table together, because at this point, I know enough about them, so it was fun to finally put them in a scenario where they're having to iron out their thoughts and feelings on one another. And And, you know, I have no qualms sharing my roughest episodes with you guys, but I really want to give you an idea of eventually how it will read in actual text. If anything, it will just become more full and rich, hopefully. That's a wrap on this episode. If you guys want to share anything that you've written, please email us at gwritersanon@gmail.com.